guys, we want to welcome you to Beyond the Trek Fireside Chat. And we're here with some of the guys from the team, Chad, the CEO. We have Gavin, our media manager, and freaking Ken over here as the medical director. And I'm like a coach or whatever you want to call that. But we really want to welcome you guys in the Fireside Chat. These are some things that we're going to have every month for you guys to tune in and just have a conversation about life. What are we doing about fitness? How are we taking care of our families? And how are we taking care of ourselves in the process? Because it's all about building a trust with ourselves and those that depend on us, because we're trying to help people go to the next level for themselves. So, welcome.
Big Q&A thing, too. So if you have any questions for us, you have anything we want to discuss, go ahead and send it in. And we will absolutely do that. And we'll give you a shout out in that.
Yeah. Awesome. So today we had a great opportunity to go hang out with Tier 1 Tactical Fitness out at the Range Complex in Altarville, North Carolina. And we, you know, it was a lot of teams out there, but our team, Beyond the Trek, came in first because these old dudes ran faster and shot just a little better than some of the other guys. There's some great dudes out there.
Shout out to Hanley Leatherworks for your amazing AR-15 that we may or may not have used a few times.
Absolutely.
To gain a few extra points. Ultimately, we won. I don't know what to say.
27th response as well. Shout out.
Yes.
Law enforcement, Newburgh, New York.
Those are some awesome people. Met John and Jen. They are a power couple. And please be on the lookout for them as they are growing their company. Definitely Hanley works as he's growing his company. And then we were able to have an opportunity to do, or I guess, defeat some two guys in the 82nd. Two great individuals that came out and did that event. They did some awesome thing last minute for them, but they did a phenomenal job. And definitely Dave over there at Tier 1 Tactical, as he came out, he posted an event, invited our team out to do some great work. And Dave, thank you for, you know, extending the invite as we came out there to just to share what we do as a company. And I guess at this time, I think it's a good opportunity to chat. You can, you know, tell the audience why did you start BTT?
So I guess I'd like to say, like, BTT was founded by everybody, right? By a group of individuals that are all connected through service. And probably about 8 months ago now, I was talking to Mac on my drive home from work and said, hey man, I got this idea to start a company and I really want to give back to people. Throughout my time in service, I've talked to people, tried to run different PT events, tried to do different things, and people seemed to like it. So I said, why don't we give this a whirl? And I said, hey, we gotta build the team first. So about 8 months ago, Mac and I were just talking. We were trying to throw names back and forth, and I asked Mac to be the co-founder of the organization. I reached out to Kenny, who I've known for 10 years. I was out at NTC. It was funny because he said, why are you calling me about this? and then Gavin, who I've known for about 5 years now, and some of the other great individuals that we have. And basically what we wanted to do was take all of our lessons learned, our successes, our failures in our personal life and our professional life, in and out of service with your family, and really give back and try to teach that to people and say, hey, it doesn't matter where you are in life, it doesn't matter where you've come from, it doesn't matter what road you're traveling now or what plan or plan you don't have to go forward in life, everybody has the ability to become disciplined so they can build some resilience in their life, they can lead themselves, they can lead the people that depend on them, because you all have people who depend on you. And more importantly, the name throughout all those things is the hardships you've faced in life don't define who you are. That difficult moment, that trek that you're on does not define who you are. What you do with it beyond and teach other people and infect other people and improve the lives of other people through your lessons learned, because somebody is living your nightmare. Somebody is living your past failures right now. If you could touch out to them and reach them, teach them the things that you learned, that is the most important thing. 100% hands down.
That's freaking fire to see that.
You, no pun intended.
No pun intended. You know, because a lot of us have gotten to a point in life where, or a position in life where we find it extremely difficult to get beyond a challenging situation. And what would I have given at 22 years old for somebody to sit down and share some lesson learned, especially those who kind of walked your path? And most of us come, we have a background in the military, special operations, infantry, ranger. So some of us come from that background. So having someone from that background and say, hey, man, you're about to embark on a journey in your life. That journey can take you to a 20-year career. It can take you to a 37-year career. It can take you to 5 years or 7 years. But what is it that you can tell me, or them just saying, hey, you, come over here. Let me talk to you about something, because you will face challenges. How are you going to get over those challenges as you navigate through life?
Or how about those people that have done something hard?
Yes.
And they let that define them. They feel like they don't need to do anything else anymore.
Absolutely.
Because they've already done it. Oh, I've already done the hard thing.
That's it.
When you really need to tell those people, nobody cares about what you did yesterday.
Yep.
Nobody cares whatever hardship you've been through.
Yes.
What did you learn from it to be able to teach me? That's great.
Hey,
that's,
So I always take a big pride, right? The biggest pride in my house. One of the things that, like, my wife gave me, that stupid formal dining area in there, we'll never use our formal dining area. But if you go into our formal dining area, right, and you look at it, it is the, we've turned it, that's our bar. Because we always eat in, like, the breakfast nook and things like that. So we turn it into our bar, and essentially, like, my wife and I's our service. We made it our war room. But the thing is, and the most important thing that we've had to tell ourselves is, right, that we can look on the walls and we can tell a story. Every plaque, everything that I've gotten from every foreign country I've been in, the awards, it doesn't matter. All those coins, I remember, that's a memory to me. But at the end of the day, when I die, when I'm gone, when I'm dust, that's it, I'm out of here. My kids are going to look at that and be like, my dad used to be in the Army, and he got all this stuff, and that was kind of cool. And it might get passed down to my grandkids, but then that's it. It's all over, right? Like, how I raise them and what I do with them every day is the biggest meaning in their lives. They don't give a – they don't care. They don't care that their father did 20 years in the Army. They're like, hey, cool, man. My dad did 20-plus years in the Army. That was kind of neat. And then I get to go to college for free because of, you know, a couple awards he got. Tight. But after that, they're just like, the thing that they can remember from their childhood and from growing up is, was I there? Was I present? What was my dad like? You know, like, am I a loving, caring, fostering dad? Like, is I'm the one that's, like, there for them? I just take everything and go off on it. You know, like, am I actually giving them the attention they need? So that's one of the biggest things for me, right? And one of the biggest things that I like to say that I put into this company is I changed my mentality about the military around 18 years. And that's when I finally got to the point where I realized that I have a lot more going for me. Like, I haven't made it. I haven't done it. My life is just beginning. So this company and the guys in this company, honestly, like, is one of the biggest godsends that I've ever had in my life. Like, and it, you know, you religious or not, like, I've fought with my religion over years, but Chad called me at a point in my life where I knew that I needed it. He didn't know that I needed it, but I needed it, and he gave me this company. And I think it's divine intervention, to be completely honest. So, like, to me,
what's crazy is, though, right, when you say that, and you're like, am I doing the things day in and day out, right? And people listening might say, well, see, they've got it figured out. But what people tend to forget is all of us, right, all of us have lived it where we gave everything to the machine.
Oh, 100%.
And we weren't there.
Yeah, so,
and you weren't there.
You bring up a good point, and, you know, Ken, you brought up an excellent point. Like, when you face tragedy, like, I faced a divorce. So, three of my kids who, you know, I get them every other weekend, it's like, what do I give to them when I have time with them? I bug them on the phone consistently, but being able to show them, like, hey, I still love you. I hadn't forgotten about you because I didn't see you, you know, physically this week. You know, virtually I'm communicating with them. And then the weekends when I have them, and then summertime. Summertime's coming up, so I get to spend some time with them. push them around a little bit, love on them, but really give them the thing that I did not receive.
Yeah.
And that's the thing where what Beyond a Trek wants to do is ensure that we're pouring in legacy to other people. Like, wake up so you have time on this earth to pour in legacy to your children, your spouse, your family, those people you work with, because it's extremely important that they are actually like getting better. Because it's about community.
And that's one of the biggest things to me is like, I want my kids to look at me and be like, my dad was a great dad. Like, they don't give a damn how good of a soldier I was. You know, they're, oh, well, he got some cool stuff. I don't know what that means, but like, there's some cool stuff that we got here. My dad may have been a good soldier. They don't know that. Mm-hmm. But I want them to look at that and be like, well, my dad was in the Army, but you know what? That dude was one hell of a dad.
But how long did it take you?
It even took you, me Gavin, a right? Long even you, time.
When you're down at Stewart, right? You had a lot of time away from home, but how long did it take everybody to get to that point?
Because I told you, we talked about
this. Yeah, because people listen, though, right? They're like, but they've got it figured out. You know, I'm not there. And it's like, how many years did our family go by the wayside because of things that happened in life, right? But we found ourselves we learned through failure. We learned through our spouses being like, I'm not doing this. You're like, whoa, 100%. What do you mean you're not doing this? Yeah. I'm great. I'm a great dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not actually.
You're actually not. You're a shit husband, and you're a worse father. Yeah. And like, we didn't realize that. And I get what you're saying, because we did not realize the fact. We didn't realize what we were doing, because when we were home, we may have been the greatest dad. We may have been the greatest father. We took care of everything. But the thing was, it was only when I was home.
Yeah, or even him, right? I mean, Gavin's the one that's been gone.
Yeah, it was 15 months. And Jesus. It's 15 months, and completely didn't expect it. Even, you know, I talked to a bunch of my peers and some of my best friends who I went to school with, and they were like, yeah, man, like, and it, you know, they love me. They're saying it from a place of love, but they're like, you know, like, it's, you know, nobody got screwed as bad as you, kind of. And it's like, you know, you take it for what it's worth. There's a lot of good and bad, but even, like, goes into the name, like, I know you've always talked about before, Chad, literally the name Beyond the Trek. So, you know, people have, like Ken was talking about, their past experiences, be it good or bad, they're good experiences. You know, you take that for you know, some people rest on their laurels, and you know, that can turn out negative. But whenever tragedy or something bad happens to you, and it happens, you know, you throw it to the wayside, and then, you know, what do you do with it from there? And then it literally goes into the name. Beyond that trek that you had in your life, what are you going to do with that, with everything you've learned, the new perspective that you have in your life? Are you going to use that to go out and affect people? Because there are people out there living your story, whether you believe it or not. It's not mutually exclusive, you know, to you. It's more than likely there's somebody out there that can learn from the hardship that you had to go through. And how are you going to display that? How are you going to be the change you wish you saw in the leader that you would follow?
Yeah. You can win every day. The make of a man does not come off of his successes. It comes off his failures and what he does with those failures and comes forward out of it. Right? Like Lacey telling me, you know, hey, I'm done, dude. I want a divorce. Like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And the day Mac and I had a conversation the other day for about an hour and a half. And
it's funny, we all tell each other every day, you know, man, earlier today when I was talking to Ken, you're like, well, I talked to Ken. Well, when I talked to Mac, well, I talked to Mac. I'm like,
I feel like all we do is say,
all we do is talk. I mean, yeah, dude, what are we doing?
Chad and I will call each other on our way home. And it was like 30, 45 minute drive on the way home every day, and we're talking about this.
You know what's great? You say that, right? And Mac said, remember, you said this a few months ago, you're all, I have talked more to you in the last 8 months. Yeah. Then I talk to my.
You like friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, no fault to them. My wife had to tell me this. She had spent some time around you guys, and she said, she's like, I really enjoy that, and I think Sean Ryan, is a shout out to Sean Ryan. I was listening to Sean Ryan's show, and he said as he was going through therapy, he realized that as he had someone listen to him, he can be the ear to other people. And I think what we do as a team, and we probably do it not just for Beyond a Trek team, but other veterans, other people in uniform, people outside of uniform, we're willing to, hey, that is one reason why we start our podcast.
Yep.
Is we can talk about some of those things that all of us deal with as a man, you know, like as a black man growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, you know, the things I went through and how do I overcome that?
Yeah.
How do I overcome tragedy? And then being able to give an ear and show empathy toward people who don't look like me, who don't walk the walk that I've walked, so that I can help them navigate some of the challenges. That is like the whole goal, as Chad said, like the resiliency. Because some, and I'm not going to hate on younger generation because I was a young generation. I didn't have a high top fade because I couldn't grow hair as long. I'm bald now, so I did. there was no recourse for me in high school, but I was young too. But how to help a young generation, teaching them resiliency? Because with my kids, they've been provided things that I wasn't provided. They're never going to have the upbringing that I had because I refused to give that to them. Because it's unfair. But how can I help them build resiliency so that when they face challenges, because they will.
Yeah.
You know, we all have. And it's like, how did you navigate through that? Part of it is the challenges that I faced as a kid allowed me to get over the things as an adult when I failed. Like, my mom said these words when I was 22 years old, and I said I was going to get married to somebody that I met 45 days later. Like, I met her 45 days later, I was about to get married, and my mom said, "You don't know what you're doing." Out of arrogancy, I thought I knew. Yeah. And then fast forward, I hit 40 years old in a separation and then subsequent a divorce because she understood I was immature. She was trying to help me not make a decision. And so our goal with our podcast is to have that conversation, to provide that ear, or when we're not on a podcast and I'm talking to a guy on the phone because he's going through some of the things that I went through. Hey, you're okay. It's going to be a challenge. Yeah, you're financially strapped right now. Yeah, that's what happens at times through a divorce or whatever.
Yep.
If you can come back from it, great. If you can't, how do you still come back and still be a man who puts his pants on, washes his face, takes care of himself, takes care of his kids, takes care of his significant other, goes to work, still be a part of a team, and not feel like I'm a failure because I had something go wrong in my life?
It's the gift of perspective. And, you know, a lot of, you see a lot today, and, you know, I'm guilty of it as well. I've done it time and time again. You fall into a victim mentality, mm-hmm. and you want to woe is me. But it's when you do that, you're not. It's all for nothing. You're not using any of that stuff that you've learned. You're just using it to dig yourself a deeper hole.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are you not gonna help actually pass it on, you're just gonna continue to keep bringing yourself lower and lower into, unfortunately, at times, you see, you know, an unrecoverable state that you get to. And then at that point in time, it can be too late. And that's, you know, when you see, you know, a lot of things, just like the suicide, just like, you know, 22 veteran suicides a day. It's probably higher now. I don't even know. But you get to a place where you wouldn't think you'd end up being. And, you know, you do that through, you know, not being afraid to be vulnerable and humble yourself. It's having that humility to be able to, like you said, when you get into that spot, like when you're in that spot, what are you going to do? Are you going to bottle it all in and let your pride consume you? Or are you going to reach out to people who love you? Who are the people in your corner? Who are the people that you call when, you know, if you can't name those people in your corner, then that's a problem too.
What about? Right? The other piece of that, before I forget it, is that's what we're trying to do. Now, like, develop mentor programs and things like that.
Yeah.
Because people want to surround them. So that's the whole purpose of the whole monthly fitness challenge, is to build community. So people are humble enough, or they have enough thing in it, they're like, hey, I don't have those bad mother effers in my corner. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can I send you guys a message? Absolutely.
Well, you know what? There's some of the things too, man. It's like a lot of that comes with the experience and the age and the things like that we've gained. And like it's
and failed at.
And failed. Completely failed. You know, like that kid that came up to us after we did that briefing. You remember the
I think it was the E6 or something like that.
Young E5. He was like, hey.
Which is a young sergeant for some
reason. Yeah, young sergeant. Yeah, young E5. And he was telling me about some of the things that happened in his life, and I was like, okay. like, dude, I mean, we'll, let's go. Like, what do you want to do? And he was like, well, you play golf, right? And I was like, I love golf. I suck at it, but I love to play.
You're from West Virginia to say that. That's kind of weird. But
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, he's like, well, you know, would you mind teaching me? I was like, let's go. So, I, you know, I'm waiting on him to get back from deployment right now. Young man, I still owe him a golf game. So I'm going to go pick him up, and we're going to play some golf when he gets back and have a conversation. But that was the thing. It was like, to me, that was an awesome piece of information about that young man that I was just like, yes, go hang out with me. Like, I do it with a 16-year-old all the time who, like, talks trash. All he does is talk trash. He sucks at golf, but all he does is talk trash because all he knows how to do. Because I've done that to him, right? I've instilled that in him, you know? He's way overconfident. But that being said, like, that's one of the things that I appreciate about what we do is the fact that, like, we can lend that little extra time to someone and give them, you know, one-on-one time to, it, more, like, hey, that guy doesn't look at me as being, you know, spending 20 years in the Army or whatever. He's not asking me anything about Army questions. You know, what do I need to do next? How do I need to expand my career? Nah, he just looks at me as like a, you know, a big brother that he can talk to and like vent his problems to. So I thought it was great.
And the thing is, people, I mean, I don't know, maybe, right? In the military a long time, but a lot of people, as you go through this business process and we're figuring it out, right, which is a super fun adventure, but there's so many awesome people out there. Guys like DJ Shipley, guys like Sean Ryan, Kyle Morgan. Guys are going out there, and they're not just going around and being like, let me tell you all about the military.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's not what we want to do. Like,
absolutely not.
And Kyle Morgan, shout out to him. Awesome conversation. He had made a really good point. That's who I was. Mm-hmm. This is who I am now.
Yeah.
So the thing is like, we can relate through a lot of hardships, you know. People don't need to think like, oh man, you're going to come in and just tell us all about this Army stuff. If you're going to put on like a physical event, it's just going to be Army. No, that's not it. We're trying to pass off what we learned to you, because there's a lot of failures, just like there is in any business. Like, people, just because they weren't in the military doesn't mean they didn't have a lot of hardships or bears in their life, right? But again, that's like, that's your story. That's your story. That's your story. That's what makes you unique, you know? And I think, again, you know, back to the piece about things happen for the right reason, things stars align. Like, the team that has come together is the right people at the right place. Like, it really is. Like, everybody compliments one another. And we've talked about it before. A lot of people that we know reach out. Man, I would love to be part of that team. And, hey, just come do the values we live. Hold yourself accountable. Come with us. Let's see if you can hold yourself accountable. And people look at that, and they're like, nah, man, I don't want to do that. Well, then you can't be part of the group. You can't be a person that's going to go out and be a dad who's not going to live by what you're saying.
Right.
I mean, that is, I think that's one of the biggest things is like, it's funny, when I did a 40 miler, the day I was going to do my 40 mile, I had to drop my kids off at their mom's. And I dropped my youngest son off and he said, Dad, you doing your 40 miler today? The day prior to that, I was still in uniform. And I was like, man, maybe I'll push it off because I only trained for 3 months. And I was listening to freaking David Goggins' book. And he said there was a gentleman, because when I was listening to his book, he had like almost a question and answer afterwards listening to the book.
Yeah.
And he said this one dude came up to him after one session and said, man, I'm going to do an ultra. And he said, that guy who keeps talking about it will never do it. And when... because of that,
and my friend went,
I was like, mother sucker. I went straight to Walmart to get all the stuff that I needed, like my peanut butter and jelly, and then my replenish electrolytes. And I made sure that stuff was prepped. So after I dropped my kids off at their mom's, I went on my 40 miler, on my 40th.
I remember.
And I was getting text messages. I'm eating my peanut butter sandwich right now. I still have 20 miles left.
I'm like, doing the dance.
Yeah. And
stop yelling.
And a shout out to my buddy Samaze. You know, Samaze was he was field artillery guy. He's retired now. And he challenged me. He said, I do the distance of my birthday every year. And he said, dude, you're in shape. Bro. You can do it. It kicked me in the gonads.
Doesn't get any shorter.
It kicked me in the gonads. It doesn't get any shorter. The numbers keep going up. So Maybe we should have reversed, you know, like something like half the birthday. Yeah.
It's like a Benjamin Button type deal.
Oh,
but it was, you know, to that point, like after I dropped my son off and he said that, I was like, I cannot now go back on my word because I remember not staying true to my word in the past, which led up to, like, it was a contributing factor. Not the only thing that led to a divorce, but it was a contributing factor to a divorce. It's like, that dude wasn't true to his word. So it's like, dude, what better time to be true to your word than now? Like, you
right now, baby.
And you know who definitely would have known you weren't true to your word then?
Ezra. Ezra would have been like this. So, Dad, did you do the 40 miler? And I'm like, no, I couldn't. And he's going to be like, sounds like an excuse to me.
Oh, 100.
Yeah. You know? And so, it's like holding a standard for yourself. So, one, we just want to say thank you for tuning in before we go, like, down a rabbit hole. But stay tuned in. We're going to have more Fireside Chats. We love you guys. Please like, subscribe, and share. And hey, leave us some comments. It's some things that you want to hear, talk about, some challenges. One, we're going to talk about our personal stories. And we're starting off one of our second episode is going to be with our CEO, his personal story, which led him up to this point on starting Beyond the Trek. You got a little taste of that. And then we're going to move on to each instructor. And so you can get an understanding of the team that's bringing you content and is here to lend an ear to your story. Thank you, guys.